This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. If I told you the nation is currently in the midst of a judicial crisis and Texas is right in the middle of it, well, that sounds serious indeed. For many years now, Carl Tobias has been sounding an alarm over unfilled seats on the federal bench, but the University of Richmond law professor now says the epicenter of the problem is indeed the Lone Star State, which he says is in a state of judicial emergency. Professor Tobias, how so?
Well, there are 9 vacancies, 7 of which are emergencies because of the length of time they have been open or the crushing caseloads, and none of them has a nominee. And so the judges in Texas are working overtime. The only thing that keeps the system afloat is the dedication of the senior judges who are supposed to be taking a half load. And so it just creates a problem of justice delayed and justice denied in federal court.
Well, of course, as you're aware, there are many Republicans. Indeed, the Wall Street Journal has been urging Senate Republicans to block circuit court nominees so that more vacancies remain for the next president to fill. I mean, some would look at this and say, well, this is politics. This is the way things have been done for many years now.
That's the problem. They need to cure that deficiency and to discharge their constitutional duty to give advice and consent, whether it's a Republican president or a Democratic president nominating. The opposition party has this duty under our Constitution.
Apart from sounding an alarm, is there anything that could be done to force members of the Senate to take action?
Well, the judges themselves have recently been sounding that alarm. If you talk to judges in Texas and other jurisdictions where there are these crushing caseloads without sufficient resources, they will tell you that they just need to move people through the system. More specifically, in Texas, the home state senators Cornyn and Cruz need to be moving their recommendations to the White House much more swiftly. And that's been a real problem really throughout the time that the senators have been in the Senate and the president has been in the White House. And so they need to anticipate when the judges are going to take senior status. In Texas, they've typically been giving 9 months to a year of advance notice, yet the process doesn't start in Texas until the senators solicit applications, and they often have waited until the person actually takes senior status, and there's just no reason for that.
Professor Tobias, just trying to think of a hypothetical here, what it might take to make people aware, to get the attention of lawmakers in Washington. What if judges, those judges who are still on the bench, were to say, you know, we're going to go on strike. We cannot deal with the long hours. We can't continue to see the attrition of our colleagues, you know, and diminution of the profession and justice delayed, justice denied. We're just going to stop until the Senate takes action. Is that something that could happen?
I think it's unlikely because they feel so devoted to the federal bench and their colleagues that it's just unlikely to happen. But what they could do and are beginning to do is speak out more publicly. I think they're a little reluctant because of separation of powers, that they feel it would be inappropriate, perhaps, to lobby, if you will, the legislative branch. But more and more judges are speaking out, and especially the Texas judges, and I'm hopeful, cautiously optimistic, that that will work an improvement. But the process is so politicized and partisan that it's very difficult. And as you suggested earlier, one big problem is that, for example, Republicans now are seeing that there may be a Republican president in 2017, and so the process will come to a halt next year. And so that's another problem that we have to see. But I think judges can be persuasive, and a number have been and probably will continue to be. And so that's one possibility.
Carl Tobias is a professor at the University of Richmond Law School. And, of course, he's been talking about a state of judicial emergency here in the Lone Star State. Professor, thank you very much.
My pleasure.